Well, welcome into On the Map on the last Friday of June. Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We've got a nice little On the Map tonight and a Dave Plyer show that also highlights some really cool things to do this summer. It's like a big four-hour On the Map is what this is. But tonight we're going to talk to the folks at Milwaukee's Summerfest. But first, just 90 minutes south of the Loop, where the expressways thin out and the cornfields begin, there's a bend in the river where time seems to slow down, and the Midwest looks a little more like a travel magazine. Spanning 96 acres of lush forest and prairie on the grounds of a restored 19th-century brickyard, Camp Aramone is a boutique campground and event venue that takes everything you love about a great hotel stay and drops it right into the woods near Starved Rock State Park. Check in one of their safari-style tents with hardwood floors, king-size beds, private bathrooms, climate control, and gourmet breakfast and dinner included with your stay. With miles of private trails, ponds, wildflower fields, and the quiet curve of the Vermilion River, enjoy hiking, bird watchers, and more. It's one of Midwest Living's best of the Midwest destinations. Camp Aramone is inviting Chicagoans to trade rush hour for river views, and here to put Camp Aramone on the map and tell us how to experience this slice of luxury in the woods is the general manager, and that is Stephanie Bias. Stephanie, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
This sounds like an amazing place. Can I get an old-fashioned delivered to my tent? That's what I want to know.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I love it. All right, for folks hearing Camp Aramone for the first time, and I know I've heard about it myself on John Williams' show, how do you describe this experience?
So if you've ever heard of glamping, which stands for glamorous camping, that is what we offer at Camp Aramone. We have 11 safari-style tents with, like you said, hardwood floors, comfortable beds, air conditioning, and meals provided. Breakfast and dinner all made to order by our chef. So it is just a way to experience nature while still being comfortable.
Well, and this property, too, has an incredible backstory.
Yes, our family, we've spent the last almost 10 years now renovating the property. It fell to disrepair in the 80s after the brickyard closed, and there was just garbage dumped out there, so we recycled 400 tires, water heaters, and toilets. It's a huge project.
Very, very cool. Now, this is a place that, you know, it's not just a weekend place. It's a place that you can go anytime during the week if you need that escape, but you've really leaned into the idea of a midweek escape. Tell me why that is.
Well, you know, we're coming up on summer and PTO days are stacking up. You might as well use them. And when it comes to weekdays, it's nice and quiet in the area. The state parks aren't as crowded if you do want to do some hiking. So with us being not so far from Chicago, it does make a really wonderful midweek escape.
As we said, it's not that far either.
Yeah, I mean, about 90 minutes.
So that's like Chicago to Naperville, for the most part, in rush hour. So
yeah,
that's how simple that is. What does a picture of the night for our listeners of what one of your safari-style tents actually feels like and the amenities and what it's all about? Because I think people think tents, they think tents. This is much more than that.
Yeah, I mean, from the outside, it does look like a tent. The walls are made of canvas. But when you arrive, you'll notice that each tent has its own private fire pit and wraparound deck. And then walking into the tent, you're actually given a code and you're able to lock the door at night, which is nice and definitely not something you could do with a normal camping tent.
Absolutely. And you get breakfast and dinner, too.
Yes. Everything is made to order. We really try to focus on what's fresh and what's in season, and we update our menus.
For someone who just checks in and drops off their bags, what are the most popular things to do on a typical day at the camp? How do you start?
Sure. A lot of people enjoy the hiking trails. We've got about 100 acres with access to the Vermilion River, so you can go wading in the river, and we also have a pond with a canoe on it, so that is fun, you know, for just some leisurely canoeing, and then we also offer fishing, luxury picnics, guided hikes, just a lot of different ways to enjoy the property.
We are talking about glamping at Camp Aramoni. Stephanie Bias is the general manager there. In addition to the tents, you have added the hideaway, an on-property Airbnb. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So with our campground being seasonal and closing mid-November, we were always talking about different ways to offer lodging in the colder months here in Illinois. So when this house became available, we completely gutted it and renovated it, and it's now a beautiful four-bedroom home that can sleep up to 12.
That's lovely, lovely. And then you also offer, you mentioned the luxury picnics, which I want you to break down a little bit, and spa experiences. Let's talk about what those picnics consist of.
Sure. So when it comes to planning your own picnic, you know, it involves a lot of pre-planning, whereas at Camp Aramoni, we take care of all of the planning. We set up pillows and blankets, fresh flowers right on the river, and then all of the food is chef prepared and set up for you, and when you're finished, we clean everything up.
That's very cool. And then the spa experiences, too. So while you're just relaxing in nature, you get to go to the spa as well.
Right. Let's take it one step further. So our massage therapist, they'll come to your room for your massage. They're about 60 minutes, and just an absolutely amazing way to just listen to the nature outside, those birds chirping outside your tent while you relax.
And is this something you book in advance, or can you decide once you're on site?
Yeah, so you can book in advance, and we'll get you on their schedule.
Okay. So besides all of this great stuff, like I'm going to say, like for this glamping experience that people might not have experienced before, like what is the feedback you get from people after their first time there?
You know, it's funny because I once had a younger girl tell me that she couldn't believe how many stars were in the sky.
Oh.
You know, she grew up in Chicago, and once you get out of the city and you see the stars, it's really a magical experience. But I think a lot of our guests really appreciate the level of detail we give to our food and beverage program. So while you do have luxury accommodations, you also get to enjoy really well-prepared food while you stay with us.
Very cool. There's a lot of events that you have as well. I want to talk about the Bricks and Stones event venue. You know, it's 150 years old on the property. What's the story behind the building?
The building used to be the blacksmith shop, so we completely renovated it, added a new roof, modern amenities, and that's where we host weddings, corporate meetings, baby showers, and it's a great space located separately from the campground, and with that space, we're able to host different public-facing events like brunches and live music every Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, on July 12th, you do a red, white, and blue brunch. Let's talk about what's featured there.
Yes, for the 250th anniversary, we have a themed menu ready to go. Just all of your picnic, summer classics, and of course, Chicago hot dogs on the menu as well.
Yeah, and you have a chef there as well, Chef Carson, is it Barger?
Barger, yes.
Other upcoming brunches, you got a garden party brunch coming up in August. You got a Dolly Parton brunch in September. What's that all about? Love it.
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be a fun one. Everything is going to be decorated pink, and we'll have her music playing.
Love it, love it. And then you got Oktoberfest brunch in October, cowboy brunch in November, and a holiday brunch with Santa. So you got plenty of things to do throughout the season as well. And then what other events that you do you have coming up this year?
Sure. We'll have a seafood boil on August 15th. That is going to be available for tickets in advance on our website. And we also have our Jimmy Buffett tribute night in September.
Oh, that's very cool, too. Okay. Then you've got also in July an evening with Redesigning Health and Homes. You've got a little thing going on there. But people also rent this place out for private events. So, I mean, you mentioned like weddings and so forth. So you got to take a look at that if you're want to find something really unique for your guests.
Yes, yes. We host a lot of different events, and it's fun to, you know, offer different settings for the events between the campground and the venue. It all can be used together or separately.
What are some of the outdoor things that you can do just on the property and explore around the area?
Sure. I mean, Starved Rock Country is a beautiful area. You know, we've got the local state parks, there's open space art gallery where you can do some art classes. August Hill Winery, where they make all of their own wines, and you can go to their tasting room. And, of course, our Union Spirits Distillery.
If someone was coming for the first time, how would you craft their first experience after checking in?
I think after you have been traveling, it's nice to get settled in your room. We have a texting phone number, so if you need anything brought to you, you can text us. So like you said, we'd be happy to bring that old-fashioned over. And then I would just recommend exploring the property and seeing the river. We've had a lot of rain, so it's really high right now, and a lot of beautiful native plants grow on the property as well.
So this is a family-run business as well. How did that all come together for all of you?
You know, they say don't work with your family, but it's worked out so far.
That's good. Okay. Everyone's got their role, right? Yeah, go tell. Sure.
Yeah. Everyone has their role. We actually have a separate business in electrical contracting. So it was quite a switch to hospitality, but we all have our role and it's going well.
Usually when I say camping, I'm searching for a Hyatt or a Hilton. And in the area, and same with my producer saying the same thing. So somebody who's not, you know, used to being like outdoors, bugs, all that type of stuff, how do we convince folks to give this a great opportunity to go explore?
You know, the tents are fully enclosed. You can lock your door. There's no open windows unless you open them yourself. And there is air conditioning. So you're really not out in the elements.
Got it. So talk a little bit about beyond summer, like when we get into the fall and so forth, just how beautiful that area really is.
It's usually about the second week of October when the leaves really start to change. And it is just a beautiful area. You know, the Illinois River and the Vermilion River are just such beautiful places to see.
Did you grow up down there yourself, or is this something that you discovered over the years?
Yes, we are local to the area. We've grown up here and worked here, and it was just a natural progression.
Now, if people want to know a little bit more of the history of the place, have you kept up a lot of the traditions that are up there and a lot of the looks of the original property?
Yes, a lot of the history of the Brickyard was not written down, and we were actually able to meet with different people who have worked at the Brickyard. Sadly, most of them have passed now. But the stories that we were able to hear, we documented and kind of built our own little archive of what happened there.
I'm sure you've gotten a lot of feedback from people as well. What is your favorite story, guest experience that someone shared with you?
You know, we recently had a couple get married with us, and then they reached out a year later to plan their first baby shower.
Oh.
And it was just a great full circle moment.
I love that. I love this. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, it's just 90 minutes south of the Loop where the expressways thin out and the cornfield begins. Again, is one of Midwest Living's best of the Midwest destinations. Camp Arimony is inviting Chicagoans to trade rush hour for river views, boutique camping, and a midweek escape that doesn't require a boarding pass. And for more information on this, go to Camp Arimony, Arimoni. .com. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for sharing this experience, and we'll see you on the campgrounds.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.